BlogTalkLive.com. Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231, toll free, 1-800-259-9231. Kicking off hour number two, we're here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time, the Tuesday night edition. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Join us online, freetalklive.com. Sign up for the updates. Whenever there's something fresh and newsy to announce about Free Talk Live, we'll send it to your email box on the house at freetalklive.com. In fact, everything we've got at freetalklive.com is free. Don't forget, Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. Seriously, your only chance, in my opinion. Because I wrote it. The ad, that is.
That's right.
Your only chance, you can check them out toll-free. 888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604. Or you can go to freestateproject.org. Again, that is freestateproject.org. And find out what all the excitement is about. Well, because we're excited.
Yeah.
And we were just talking about it last hour, as a matter of fact. Because the idea of liberty lovers all moving together to the same state to make a difference is exciting.
Yeah, and it really will make a difference.
Absolutely. So we got a lot to do tonight and very, very little time to do it. Ken, we're only here until 10 o'clock Eastern time. You want to shoot us an email, you're welcome to do so at ftl@freetalklive.com. But Manwich, last night after the show, you went out to see a movie.
I did. This is the first movie I've seen since... When did we start going weekdays?
September?
November.
Yeah.
This is the first movie I've seen in a movie theater since November.
Okay.
And to me, it was important enough. I had just, as you know, just got back from my honeymoon last night.
Mm-hmm.
Not last night, but the night before last.
Yeah.
And, you know, we got in late. It was midnight. I got up. I went to work. I came here. I did the show. And I had to see Star Wars.
Yes, you did.
Absolutely had to see it.
Are you a huge fan? Are you a big Star Wars fan?
I don't know. I mean, there's definitely people that are bigger Star Wars fans than I am.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, there's people that dress up like Boba Fett and run around.
Were there any of them there?
Shooting each other. No.
Okay.
There were a couple of gay guys cuddling next to, like, a couple of seats over from me.
Well, that's their freedom.
Disconcerting.
Okay.
Yeah. Anyway. So I went to see the movie, and it was great.
Your lady?
No, I went with a friend of mine.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
She is not a Star Wars fan?
She's not going to 10:15 at night. She's got work in the morning. She's not even thinking about it.
Okay.
No, not at all. Not with my wife.
Well, my lady didn't go either. So, too late. Okay, so what did you think?
I thought it was fantastic.
Did you think it was the best of the six? The best of the first three?
I don't think you can really gauge the first three against the second three, or episodes four through six through one against one through three.
Okay.
I just don't think you can. But I would say that it's definitely the best of one through three, episodes one through three. It was great.
It was.
I would have given it, like, you know, I thought that the switchover for Anakin Skywalker to Darth Vader, the whole Sith Lord switchover thing was a little too quick.
Wait, what do you mean?
It was just too fast. Like, he chose too quickly to become a bad guy and then, you know, go slay, his fellow Jedi and all that stuff.
Hmm. Well, he'd been kind of just getting, I guess, mind warped.
Oh, yeah. That's what everybody I've talked to says the same thing.
And the whole, idea that he was going to save his lady was really what pushed him into it, right?
He figured he could save
his lady by killing a bunch of people.
But it turned out that he was, in fact, the cause of her death.
Isn't that ironic?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, the very thing that you want to save. And what was clear to me is, while watching it, is that, George Lucas is a Democrat.
Okay.
And B, how much the Empire represented America in its current form. You know,
striking. That was striking.
It was striking. It was
during the movie. I could pick out every single moment that.
Yeah. The whole time. I mean, that's all I was doing was picking it out. I could just see how much America represented, because
it made me wonder how many others
George
in the
Bush
audience
so
could
bad
get that.
Claims that he wants liberty and freedom, and what's he doing? He's killing it worldwide on a worldwide basis. I mean, I'm sure that's what he wants. You know, just like Anakin really wanted to save his, Padme?
Yeah.
His woman, he ended up killing her. He was the cause. And you could hear the Darth Sidious. You could hear him talking about these words like goodness and justice and peace.
Uh-huh.
You know, and you know, these terms that it just reminded me of George Bush's second term inaugural speech,
right?
You know, when he said
hollow words.
Yeah, when he said freedom like 39 times,
right,
and liberty like 17 times. It's scary how much the United States is like the empire now, and people just don't see it.
Yeah, that's what I was wondering. As I was sitting there watching this movie, I was actually there with Johnson and a few of their friends, and I just, again, these references just kept hitting me straight on. I mean, just like a train.
Yeah.
But I wonder, in my mind, how many other people in this theater get this? How many of these people are making the same connections?
Well, the friend I was sitting with is, you know, a somewhat freedom-minded Democrat.
Mm-hmm.
But he's definitely, you know, he's always voted Democrat. He's never voted Republican in his life.
Okay.
He's always voted Democrat. And to him, it was just talking about George Bush and what George Bush has done to the government. Now, to him, his side is the good side.
Right.
You know, he's the good side of the force, and they're the bad side. So I think that there's even to some extent, even though I think Darth Vader or Anakin Skywalker, I'm not sure who he was at that point in the movie, said, if you're not for me, you're against me.
Yeah.
Even the Republicans are probably saying that the Democrats are the bad, the dark side of the force. I'm sure they're even seeing it.
Maybe so.
Yeah.
Well, here's what Paul Craig Roberts has to say. Is Bush a Sith Lord? The current episode of Star Wars is dynamite for the duplicitous Bush administration. Palpatine, a Sith Lord masquerading as a Galactic Republican, becomes Chancellor of the Galactic Republic through deception. Palpatine uses wars that he instigates to elevate security over the power of the Senate and to become dictator. In a moment of triumph, this was probably, to me, the most poignant scene politically. I mean, as far as the plot of the film, but politically in the entire film.
Mm-hmm.
Palpatine tells the Senate, in order to ensure our security and continuing stability, the Republic will be reorganized into the First Galactic Empire. For a safe and secure society.
Yeah. Safety and security is always, you know, it's where they always go with this. You know, and the people that are willing to trade their freedom for safety and security.
In fact, the senators respond with sustained cheering and applause. And it's just a tremendous scene where Padme then whispers to her accompaniment, so this is how liberty dies.
That's how
it does. Thunderous applause. And I just thought that was probably the best line politically in the entire film,
because
some of the rest of the dialogue was a bit wooden at times, but otherwise I still thought it was far and above.
Well, at least they kept Jar Jar Binks off the mic this time.
Yes, that's true. Sith lords,
me no like 'em, Jar Jar.
Enough. Sith lords use the powers of the dark side of the Force. Jedi Knights use the power of the good side. The Jedi are selfless and use their incredible powers to protect the Republic. Sith are evil and crave absolute power. Palpatine, who is really Darth Sidious, manipulates the Senate and enlists the Jedi Council's patriotism to defend the Republic against a separatist army that he secretly is directing. The purpose of the orchestrated war is to erode liberty in the name of security. The naive Jedi catch on far too late and are decimated as a result, and the Republic falls. Now, that's even somewhat accurate to what's going on today. I mean, it's not... He doesn't come out and say it here, but we've seen claims and evidence that the CIA created Al-Qaeda. You know, whether or not they ordered the bombings or whatever you feel happened on 9/11, the certain fact of the matter is 9/11 wouldn't have happened had we not been meddling in other people's affairs around the world.
That's the God's honest truth. Even if you want to say that, you know, somehow if you want to say Arab folks did it and that these Arab folks somehow would have organized themselves, the fact is, you know, they've said it themselves. What they want is the United States out of the Middle East.
It's very simple.
You know, it is. It's very simple. They've said it themselves.
Osama himself has.
Yeah, he's made it very clear. You know what? He wouldn't be bothering us if we weren't messing around in other people's countries.
You are
We've
correct.
Got one country. You only get one country, people. Why do you have to get another people's
you
country?
Know,
let them have their country, you greedy, greedy person.
We're coming back with more Star Wars political talk. If you've got comments, 800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. Take control. It's Free Talk Live.
Sandal season is finally here, but not for those of us too embarrassed to wear them because of yellow, unsightly toenails. If your nails look dark or discolored, now's the time to start using patented Non-X Nail Gel. All Natural Non-X is a topical ethanoic acid gel that clears out the source of the problem, the dark or yellow material that builds up under the nails called keratin debris.
Non-X nail gel is absolutely amazing. I used to have yellow nails, and now they look clear and almost perfect. I'm wearing sandals again.
Non-X nail gel removes yellowing keratin debris, is podiatrist recommended, and has been clinically shown to improve nail clarity. It's also money-back guarantee. You'll find Non-X gel, spelled N-O-N-Y-X, in the foot care section at Rite Aid, Walgreens, Long's, Brooks, and independent pharmacies nationwide, or online at drugstore.com. Non-X nail gel, for clearer nails and feet that look great in sandals.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Nowadays, mentions of silver are nowhere to be found on the new Federal Reserve notes. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, thereby inflating the money supply and making the dollars that you have worth less and less. In fact, since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the U.S. dollar has lost 98% of its purchasing power. The situation keeps getting worse. There's an alternative to the Federal Reserve note, and it's called the Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that's 100% backed and 100% redeemable in gold and silver. It's America's second most popular currency. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value $1 at a time. Not only is it simple and fun to spend the Liberty Dollar, but how would you like to get paid for it? That's right, you can get the Liberty Dollar at a discount and use it at a profit. For more information, please visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
Did you know that you can trace every sickness, every disease, and every ailment ultimately to mineral deficiency? Did you also know that 99% of American people are deficient in minerals, and a marked deficiency in any one of the more important elements actually results in disease? More than likely, this includes you. Arm yourself with the minerals you need from Mother Earth Minerals. Mother Earth Minerals specializes in providing the primary building blocks for nutritional supplementation, including liquid, water-soluble, elemental mineral suspensions, contain the essential nutrients required for the proper function of muscles, nerves, blood vessels, and organs. Founder True Ott, PhD, is so confident that you will be pleased from the results of supplementing your diet with Mother Earth Minerals that he offers an unconditional guarantee. Start your fight against mineral deficiency by calling toll-free 866-989-9876 or visit MotherEarthMineralsInc.com and order Dr. Ott's book, Secret Assassins in Food, to learn more about the chemicals in food that are attacking you daily. Again, call 866-989-9876 or visit MotherEarthMineralsInc.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Toll-free, take control of the airwaves and bring up anything. 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time. Join us online, freetalklive.com. We got all kinds of cool stuff there. And brand new, we've opened up an account on MySpace. And since Johnson brought this up last night, figured I'd mention it again. You can go to myspace.freetalklive.com, and you can see our profile there. So this is kind of our way to reach out to a different community of, I guess, online potential listeners. And if you've got a MySpace account, you can add us. And sort of like Johnson described it as a shrine of all listeners, because anybody can join up and be on our friends list. And it shows kind of like all the listeners of Free Talk Live, the variety of people and the variety of individuals that we have listening to the show. So it's kind of a little experimental. MySpace.freetalklive.com.
Sounds weird.
It's interesting. Anyway, 800-259-9231. Talking about Star Wars and the political ramifications of the film, the meaning, the hidden messages, or in some cases, not so hidden. You know, to some people it might be hidden, but to yourself and myself, Manwich, it was quite clear.
It sure was to me.
Yeah.
And I only claim that George Lucas was a Democrat, simply because I'm making a guess.
Well, now, actually, again, this was written back in the 70s. I mean, George Lucas came up with the plot for this movie way back when. So he wasn't specifically, while he might have tailored it a little bit during this Bush administration, these concepts were there already. And it makes sense because, as our board op pointed out, it sounds a lot like Nazi Germany pre-World War II, where they burned the Reichstag. They created this conflict. The guy who was in charge created this conflict to make himself more powerful.
Power does corrupt.
This is something that has
gone... No matter when.
This particular method of gaining power has gone on for ages. It far predates George W. Bush. George W. Bush is just the most recent example of it, the most recent person to take advantage of the opportunity to create power. But we're reading from Paul Craig Roberts. He has written an article called "Is Bush a Sith Lord?" And he's suggesting that, again, it's kind of given us a quick rundown here of the plot. Senator Palpatine gets promoted in the Senate. He enlists the Jedi Council's patriotism to defend the Republic against the Separatist army, but he's actually directing the army.
Yeah.
He's the one who's creating the conflict in the first place. The purpose of the orchestrated war is to erode liberty in the name of security.
Yes.
The naive Jedi catch on too late and are decimated. The Republic falls as a result. Bush's war against terrorism is no less orchestrated than Palpatine's war and has led to the same result, a society dominated by security concerns. The top secret British government memo that was leaked to the London Times proves beyond all doubt that Bush invaded Iraq for none of the changing reasons that he's given a too trusting public. And he links to this memo. I have not looked at it yet. Do you know what that is?
No, I guess I don't.
No, we'll have to look at that some other time. Anyway, according to him, it proves beyond all doubt that Bush invaded Iraq for none of the changing reasons that he's given a too trusting public. Bush did not invade because of weapons of mass destruction or because he wanted to bring democracy to Iraq. Why did Bush invade Iraq? No one, least of all the Bush administration, has come up with a believable reason. Yet there's no shortage of patriotic Republicans who sincerely believe that Bush has made America safer by turning the Muslim world against us and stirring up a hornet's nest of terrorists united by their hatred of America.
Yes. Like, do you realize that, I mean, what was it yesterday? How many car bombs did they have go off? Like six?
Lots.
Six
car
bombs.
Nine soldiers died.
You know, nine soldiers died, and I don't want to mitigate that or anything. But what I'd like to make clear is there were six guys from, you know, the Iraqi version of Al-Qaeda that were so mad at America, they were willing to blow themselves into little bitty pieces.
Car bombs, I don't think necessarily have people in them. I've seen video footage of one of them. I mean, it's possible they were driving them, but there are roadside car bombs as well. Just
really?
Cars parked along the roadside.
I've been thinking that it was
trigger men.
These were, I've been thinking that car bombs basically have people in them.
It could be both.
Okay.
But from what I've seen video footage of British troops barreling down a road in Iraq and just this car that was just sitting on the long side of the road, just boom.
Huh.
Just blowing up. Now, I suppose there could have been someone in that car, but it's just as likely that the guy could have been in the building across the street and just hit a trigger.
Yeah.
So I'm sure there's both. But yes,
they're
willing to give up their lives,
yes,
no doubt about it.
They certainly are. These guys are so mad that they're willing to kill themselves. And that's certainly the people that are blowing themselves up. What do they call those?
Suicide bombers.
Suicide bombers. And there's lots of them. And it doesn't take the force out of my point, because these people are willing to lay down their lives for what they believe in. And the reason that they are is that they've been converted for whatever purpose, whatever their mindset is, why they're willing to kill Americans, they're willing to do it now.
Mm-hmm.
And these weren't guys that were earlier.
Oh, they've been recruited.
They have been recruited, and it's pretty easy to recruit somebody. You know,
especially after your family just got killed in an explosion.
Right. You know, 100,000 Iraqis have died in this war. It's not going to be real hard after you kill my mom and you kill my brother.
You got nothing else to
kill my dad. For me to go out and pick up an AK-47 and I'm going to smoke a couple of them white people.
Exactly.
That are over here that should be back at home messing with their own problems.
Moreover, like Palpatine's war, Bush's war in Iraq appears to be interminable. U.S. military commanders say we'll be fighting in Iraq for years to come.
Yes, they do.
Forecasts.
They're not lying about it.
Forecasts are that the war will have cost taxpayers $600 billion by 2010. Meanwhile, Bush, like Palpatine, has brought civil liberties to a crisis. In the United States, civil liberties are are everywhere, biting the dust. Not content with the Orwellian Patriot Act, the Bush administration is pushing for expanded secret police powers. Even conservative Republican Bob Barr writes that provisions of the Patriot Act go far beyond fighting terrorism and, quote, undermine our constitutional freedoms and Fourth Amendment rights. Barr is a chairman of a coalition, Patriots to Restore Checks and Balances. In other words, dear readers, the checks and balances are gone. Bush has enabled the police to bypass the courts. In fact, the FBI just this week has been asking for more subpoena powers. They want the power to just subpoena whatever records and documents that they want to without having to ask a judge if they can't first. And that's going to be.
They keep on getting annoyed by that Constitution. You know, it's just annoying to them.
That's going to be written into the next version of the Patriot Act. Anyway, Bush has enabled the police to bypass the courts. Executive power rules in America, and there are no Jedi Knights. The Sith, however, are everywhere. In our day, the Sith masquerade as neoconservatives. Neocons deal in absolutes. They believe the end justifies the means. As the Jedi Master Obi-Wan tells Anakin, who's turning to the dark side and emerging as Darth Vader, only a Sith Lord deals in absolutes. And then Anakin says to Obi-Wan, if you're not with me, you're my enemy.
Yeah, that's what he
said. Which is almost word for word what George Bush said.
Sure.
Palpatine is able to manipulate the Galactic Senate with the clever use of words that play upon emotions. People want to feel secure. They want their side to prevail, and they'll do whatever it takes to win, including trading a republic for an empire. Palpatine prevails because people deceive themselves. Republicans have become adept at self-deception. They'll believe any argument that justifies Bush and no news report that casts doubt on Bush's war. The leaked British government memo is dismissed as just more anti-Bush propaganda from the liberal media, like Dan Rather in Newsweek. Newsweek's retraction of its story that the U.S. soldiers flushed a Koran down the toilet proves to Republicans that the only problem is an anti-American liberal media. The fact that Newsweek was absolutely correct in reporting desecration of the Koran by U.S. troops and only got wrong the particular way in which the holy book was desecrated has been totally ignored by the Republicans. Republicans believe everything Bush says. When he tells them he needs a police state to save them from terrorists, they believe him.
Yep.
Who will save us from Bush's police state? Well, I say Free Talk Live and the Liberty Movement and the Free State Project. Well, it's the only chance.
It is the only chance.
This is our chance to stand up and do something about this. To stop sitting back and just taking this abuse. More Free Talk Live on the way. Take control.
All water isn't the same. Scientific research in the past two decades which studied water has produced some startling new information. Water is not just some simple liquid that we happen to drink. Because our body is composed of 75% water, drinking energized water adds pure light frequency that can help cleanse and help alleviate most health problems. AquaNorthwest.com carries a full line of products that will increase the water's energy by creating a positive spin and revitalizing water in a higher vibration state. For example, AquaNorthwest.com offers an energy gel mug. Simply place any liquid in the energy gel mug and in just minutes your water is positively charged and ready to enter your body in the most impressionable state. You've all heard about products that energize your water. Don't be fooled by imitators. Visit AquaNorthwest.com and learn more about the benefits of positively charged energy water. Call 888-7-AQUA-NW. That's 888-727-8269. Or visit AquaNorthwest.com.
Why do you wear watches? The answer is no longer simply to tell time. At DiscountWatchStore.com, watches are as much about telling time as they are about making a fashion statement or showing off one's success. Watches also make for great heirlooms to pass on for generations to come. As an authorized dealer of many fine watches, DiscountWatchStore.com offers fine timepieces that have been sought after by many for over 160 years. Choose from over 450 styles with discounts up to 70% off retail prices.
with Father's Day right around the corner, now is a perfect time to get them the watch they've always wanted. Visit discountwatchstore.com/radio today to get an extra 5% off our already low, low prices. Free shipping and secure transaction is standard with every order. So visit discountwatchstore.com/radio today. That is discountwatchstore.com/radio. Or call toll-free 866-371-2330. That's 866-371-2330. You love your coffee, don't you? Every morning, every afternoon, you couldn't live without it. Unfortunately, with every good thing, there's a little guilt. Are you putting the right thing in your body? Well, the solution is here. How about healthy coffee? Now you can enjoy guilt-free, healthy coffee from New Concepts. Choose from nutritious classic black coffee made from coffee beans and high-quality Ganoderma extract that has been documented to have extraordinary health benefits. Or indulge in a daily cup of mocha for that chocolate flavor. Made with a luscious combination of premium coffee beans and Ganoderma extract. Specially blended to give you an authentic, creamy coffee. Need an extra energy boost? Try ginseng coffee. Combining Ganoderma extract and ginseng, resulting in an exotic, decadent flavor. All coffee beverages are naturally low in caffeine. New Concepts also offers delectable teas and other delicious beverages for the whole family. Call now and experience guilt-free, healthy coffees or teas from New Concepts by calling toll-free 888-439-3652. 888-439-3652. Or shop at new-concepts.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Toll-free 800-259-9231. You take control of the airwaves and bring up anything. Political issue, personal problem, whatever you want goes. And don't forget to get interactive with us at freetalklive.com. We've got live streaming, broadband version of the show, dial-up version. Anybody who's connected to the internet can listen for free at freetalklive.com. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And we're talking about an article by Paul Craig Roberts. I found it at antiwar.com. And he's saying Bush is a Sith Lord, or is Bush a Sith Lord, is the question of the article. And he's just kind of running down the tremendous parallels between the plot of the new Star Wars movie and actually what's going on in real life.
Before you jump back into those parallels, yeah. I thought that it was just so telling that during the break you'd said, that Paul Craig Roberts mentioned that, Rush Limbaugh, when he was starting out his career and, he was, speaking out against the evil Democrats, he'd read his Paul Craig Roberts' articles on the air all the time.
Mm-hmm.
But now that the Republicans are in charge, now the Empire's taking control.
Yep.
Rush never reads them anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And you know who the mouthpiece for the Republican Party is.
Exactly. So Paul Craig Roberts asks, well, who will save us from Bush's police state? Just as Child Protective Services has had to frame innocent parents and child care providers as child abusers in order to justify its budgets and massive bureaucracy, the vast Homeland Security apparatus will have to find terrorists. Otherwise, there's no point to all the expanded police powers and the huge budget, so they'll have to justify their existence.
Mm-hmm.
And if that means arresting a few innocent people and pretending like they're terrorists, well, that's what they'll do. Just you wait. Just as the indignities of airport security and its assorted searches fall on loyal American citizens, the police state measures will also fall on loyal American citizens. With the courts bypassed, a terrorist is whomever the secret police say is a terrorist. As we've seen already. They've already got Jose Padilla locked up because he's supposed to be a terrorist, even though they've shown us no evidence whatsoever. They haven't bothered to charge him with any crimes.
No.
Even though a court did rule that he must be charged or released, we haven't heard about what happened
since
then.
They're still not doing anything. The Bush administration doesn't care. This whole law-schmaws thing.
Yeah. It's all changed after September 11th.
Yep.
It all changed. While the U.S. government is already committing the crime of kidnapping people mistakenly identified as terrorist suspects and flying them to brutal regimes to be tortured. We talked about that a few weeks back.
They do it.
Some innocent dude, literally, flown over to Syria, and beaten in some prison, held in some dingy prison for 6 months, and then brought back and set free.
Weird.
Police states have an insatiable need for enemies. In Stalin's time, the secret police conducted street sweeps. People waiting for buses and shopping for food were carted off to prison, where they were tortured until they implicated others. Thus was the gulag filled with innocents. It can't happen here, but the beginnings of it already have. The U.S. prison at Guantanamo Bay in Cuba is full of mistaken identities and people who just happen to be in the wrong place at the wrong time, including, according to the Associated Press, a chicken farmer and an invalid. Bush's brand of democracy, a regime that holds people in prison for 3 years without charges, does not have civil liberties at heart.
No.
And sure as hell doesn't have anything resembling freedom.
No.
At heart.
You know, that was. But do you remember how we were going to bring freedom and liberty and democracy to all the world? That was what his inaugural speech was. We're freedom, freedom, freedom. Liberty, liberty, liberty. Mm-hmm. That's all he said. But where are our liberties? Where are these civil liberties?
We're supposed to be a good example for the rest of the world. You cannot enforce liberty on the rest of the world.
Good little Hitler youth? Is that what he wants? Good little what? Good examples.
What I mean by good examples is we're supposed to be free, and then the freedom will spread. That's how it used to work. People used to want to come here because we were a free country.
Well, we're benefiting. We're still reaping the benefits of the freedoms that we have had in the past.
We're coasting, if you will, on the free market.
We're coasting to a stop, though.
Yes. Oh, yeah, yeah, absolutely.
We're going to be just like one of these other despotic regimes where they're, pretty soon.
In our lifetimes.
Wiping people out for, whatever belief it is that they've got.
Unless
you
we
and
do
I,
something.
My friend, are the first to go.
Unless we do something about it. Okay, so Bush's brand of democracy does not have civil liberties at heart. Republicans, though, are cheering. According to news reports, Congress has passed, and Bush is about to sign a law requiring a national identity card, Real ID. And, of course, we've talked about that quite a bit, containing invasive digital information about every person. How long will it be before the card specifies whether or not the person is a gun owner? If it's dangerous for air travel to permit a passenger to have a toothpick or nail clippers, how can a terrorist-threatened society permit mass gun ownership? If the constitutional protections of civil liberties can be suspended in order to better fight terrorism, supposedly, the Second Amendment doesn't have a chance. A government that spies on its citizens will not trust them with guns. When gun control becomes an essential feature of Homeland Security, the National Rifle Association and talk radio conservatives will be as astounded as Bail Organa and Padme when they hear Palpatine declare an empire and a sovereign ruler chosen for life. What would the conservatives do? The so-called conservatives. What would they do if all of a sudden their Republican buddies in Congress decided to implement a new gun control bill? Well, would they still come to their defense when one of their most prime tenets, one of their most prime amendments, is being threatened?
You know, it's only some in the Republican Party that are big supporters of the Second Amendment. Not all.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the Jerry Falwell Republicans, not so much.
Really?
You know? Just the Goldwater-type Republicans.
Interesting.
Are really big into it.
So, Paul Craig Roberts predicting that's the road this is going to go down. Because if the citizens, those potential terrorists, because everybody's a suspect now, Manwich.
If George Bush tells the, if he goes into the church and he does one of his little, America on tour things, and he says the gun's got to go for this reason or that reason to keep us safe and protection, security, and blah, 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 terrorism, it wouldn't be good. It wouldn't be good for our Second Amendment.
I'm just trying to imagine how they could spin it. Imagine what I'm thinking of, maybe if you're a good law-abiding citizen, you'll be able to keep your guns. But we've decided, America, that it's just too dangerous. We'll have another like a little terrorist attack or something like that, involving some guns or something like that. And then, America, it's just getting too dangerous here. We're going to have to crack down on weapon ownership. Now, if you're a good American, if you're a real American, you'll be able to keep your weapons. So don't you worry, gun owners out there. We're going to make sure that you good Americans keep your weapons. Now, all we're going to have to do is do house-by-house checks just to make sure that we know what guns that you have. And that, therefore, if you're not a good American, we'll be able to take your guns. So that way all the, the good good gun-owning, law-abiding Republicans will say, as long as they're not going to take my guns.
A census of guns, as it were.
Maybe.
Counting of guns. We have to know where all the guns are.
Right. Who's
got
them?
If we don't know where the guns are, we're not safe.
Right.
And
we need safety.
It's always the first step is the census, the counting of them, the accounting. Because if they don't know where they are and how many there are, they can't take them away.
Yeah, we need safety. That's what we need. And so to ensure your safety, America, we're going to just come by and just check on your guns.
Just got to let us know how many you got. Got to register them.
You think that would make people angry? I mean, there certainly would be plenty of people supporting it. you know, all the anti-gun people would be way, they'd be behind that.
I don't know. I mean, it seems like you can't get the left on Bush's side for anything, though.
He's signed the bills that they've said yes to.
They don't care. They still hate him.
Well, anyway, if Bush all of a sudden decided he wanted to ban guns, I think they'd line right up. 800-259-9231. More on the way. You take control. Anything goes. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live. 800-259-9231.
Finally, for millions of Americans at risk with high cholesterol, there's Liquid Quell. Doctor-recommended, safe, effective, affordable cholesterol control, available now at major wholesale clubs everywhere, without a prescription. Here's Dr. Sherry Rainwater, MD.
I recommend Quell to my patients because it's been shown to be effective and safe in reducing cholesterol.
Quell is an easy way to improve your cholesterol profile without serious side effects in as little as 6 months, guaranteed. And Quell is safe for diabetics, gluten-free, and safe to take with prescriptions. Here's Cheryl G. in California.
Quell lowered my cholesterol significantly in 30 days, something I couldn't do with diet and exercise in 2 to 3 years.
Gentle, fast-acting Liquid Quell is available at major wholesale clubs nationwide and online at QuellDirect.com. Quell your cholesterol today, risk-free and guaranteed. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Quell is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Individual results may vary.
Congress wants to silence shock jocks by imposing huge new fines for indecent speech. They say they're doing it to protect our children. But we can do that on our own, thank you very much. I'm Jim Babka, president of DownsizeDC.org. I'm also a father. It can be hard to protect your children's innocence. So much programming is clearly unsuited for them. But there's a reason for that. It was made for adults. Being an adult means to stay up late, eat junk food, watch bad TV shows, and make your own decisions about when to protect your children by changing the station or blocking a channel. But Congress wants to treat everyone like children. What's next? Will they also tell you when you have to go to bed? Tell Congress no. Go to DownsizeDC.org and petition Congress to withdraw their huge new fines for indecent speech. Save your right to make your own choices. Visit DownsizeDC.org and send Congress a message. Don't censor our programs.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. Take control, toll-free. 800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got the bulletin board system there with thousands of posts. Hundreds of people interacting, and it's totally free. It's our digital playground, so check it out at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, give them a call, toll free, 1-888-532-4604, or go and sign up just like you and I have at freestateproject.org. That's right. freestateproject.org.
And we've been talking about the police state situation here in the States, and it's frightening, scary, and if you've got comments, feel free, 800-259-9231. But let's go a little somewhere a little bit different.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go to some emails. You can email the show at ftl@freetalklive.com. Kirk emails, and he says, I'd be in favor of abolishing some of the things that the FCC does, certainly. But what about the FCC's role as arbiter of technical aspects of broadcasting? Is there no proper role there to keep broadcasters from stepping all over each other willy-nilly? Most large markets have an FM station every other dial position.
Yes, they do.
With no separation rules or enforcement, how would any station be heard by the time you have dozens and then hundreds and perhaps thousands of small transmitters across a crowded radio dial?
I agree with him.
It's a good question, and I think that what we have to do is trust the market. And I think that's one of the... You, Manwich, are a supporter of a lot of the things the FCC does. Not all of them. You think they could probably... You probably agree that they should be cut down.
Right? I am definitely a small government, little L libertarian.
Right.
And I see that the FCC, I see it as a necessary evil. I know that the government is plodding, slow, stupid, ponderous. But I feel that it's a necessary law enforcement issue here to protect dial positions.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, so he's concerned that there's going to be dozens, hundreds, perhaps thousands of small transmitters that pop up across a radio dial. Now, I don't know. I mean, I was interested in being a pirate at one time in my past.
Pirate!
A radio pirate.
Oh.
And
I thought you wanted to wear a patch over your eye.
I have a patch, though.
You have a patch.
I was at Walmart one night, and I was in the medical section, and I saw an eye patch, and I said, oh,
I saw somebody with one recently. I'm like, what the heck? How do you do business with an eye patch on? It's a guy in a business suit with an eye patch.
Hey, you'll be remembered, that's for sure.
You'll be frightening.
So anyway, I just think it's a little naive to suggest that thousands of people will want to put radio stations on the air in a given city.
What?
I don't believe it for a second.
But you can go. I can go on eBay right now and buy the equipment to broadcast for, you know, at a couple of watts on the FM dial right now today.
Sure you can. Yeah, but the reason you don't do it is because there's a law against it?
Absolutely.
Is that right?
That's exactly the reason I don't do it.
You're afraid you're going to get caught.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
I'm afraid I'm going to get caught, and then, you know, this radio show that I love so much is going to suffer somehow because I was broadcasting this show.
Let's say it was legal. What would you do? I mean, what would you put on the air? What would your station be, man?
I think a lot of people would do it. And the fact
what would
is,
you do?
With
Let's
computer,
talk about what you
with
would do.
With computer equipment, I could just go up with my, you know, 1,237 MP3s that I got in here that I like. I like these MP3s. I could put them on a certain rotation list. If I felt like it, I could say I could make three rotation lists and call the one P1, P2, P3 and make P1 rotate three times more often than P3.
You could program a music station.
And then, you know, I could voice track. You know, during different breaks, I can come in. Hey, it's Manwich, and I'm playing the hits down for you live. Coming to you at 101.1. Give us a call here, and you know,
you don't think you'd get burned out on it eventually? I mean, would you go out and sell advertising? What would you do to support yourself? Would you just do it as a hobby? Do you think that these thousands of transmitters that he's talking about here would all be hobbyists, or would they all be trying to actually, you know, get a corner on the market?
Some people would, and some people wouldn't.
And eventually, the hobbyists would probably go away.
Yeah, they probably would.
And eventually...
some would, some wouldn't.
And it'd be very
let's
difficult.
Let's be clear that we are broadcast now currently on, you know, several radio stations that are basically put up by hobbyists.
That's correct.
Now, I'll admit our hobbyists are a little more zealous than most would be. You know, I mean, some people would just be broadcasting for the joy of playing their music for people. You know, most of our quote-unquote hobbyists or micro-broadcasters are doing it because they want to spread the word of freedom.
Right.
And that's a better, you know...
And they're willing to
reason.
Take the risk with the FCC.
Yeah, they are.
That's great.
They're defending their homes with AK-47.
Maybe so. I just think that if we turned it over to the free market and we still had a court system to decide to arbitrate matters... We wouldn't have problems with frequency allocation because it'd be first come, first serve, and if somebody tries to put up a transmitter after you did and tries to blow you out of the water on your own frequency, you take them to court.
You know, the thing
I don't see why that wouldn't work.
Well, for one, you have to come with patterns. You know, these patterns that AMs especially broadcast on are just, they're weird and ponderous. You know, five tower arrays, you know, making these patterns. You think it's difficult dealing with the FCC. Imagine how it would be trying to deal with the different radio stations that are in your given market that are not necessarily on the dial position you are, but on the secondary dial position.
Mm-hmm.
And they also have this other dial position. It's like two dial positions away. To negotiate what your pattern would be.
I just think the free market could take care of all that.
I don't think it could.
All right. You just don't believe in the free market. Anyway, moving on with the rest of the email. As a parallel, what do you think about community zoning laws? Would you be in favor of a stinky paper mill being built in your neighborhood? Or do you think it's our right as citizens and therefore as a government to regulate how property is used and undesirable neighbors are separated from desirable ones? Absolutely, it is not your right as a government to regulate that. If you want to live in a deed-restricted community, then by all means, put up all the restrictive regulations you'd like, but keep your hands off my property if I'm not under deed restrictions. Thank you very much. And I don't know if he might have a little bit more. Otherwise, your calls, 800-259-9231. Take control of the airwaves. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
If you're concerned about keeping your cardiovascular system healthy but don't want to take prescription drugs, then take a look at HeartAndBodyExtract.com from Healthy Hearts Club. It's a 100% certified organic liquid extract. It provides your body with the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytochemicals it needs to heal and balance itself. By getting the nutrients it needs, your body can balance your blood pressure and your cholesterol levels on its own without prescription drugs, and you'll have more energy. What's more, your body can clean and clear your arteries on its own as long as it has the proper nutrients. Everybody understands the importance of keeping their arteries clear, but did you know that in 25% of the cases, the first symptom of blocked arteries is death? Don't take unnecessary risks. Keep your arteries healthy and clear by taking Heart and Body Extract. To get Heart and Body Extract, go to heartandbodyextract.com or call 1-866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Call now.
Pope John Paul II is already being acclaimed a saint. During his 26 years, he canonized 482 saints. The one saint that stands out in my mind is Saint Maria Faustina, a poor, uneducated Polish nun. Christ appeared to her over 100 times in the 1930s and instructed her to keep a diary of the message he wanted to give to the world. This message is nothing new, just a reminder of what the Church has always taught, that God is merciful and forgiving, excluding no one, and that we too must show mercy and forgiveness to our neighbor. Christ promises to grant unimaginable favors to those that trust in His mercy. I've experienced the power of divine mercy and know the miracles that have taken place in my life. I'm offering you a free booklet so that you too can learn more about divine mercy. Visit the website www.trustjesustoday.com to receive a free booklet. Christ will pour out His mercy and love to you in great abundance. Visit www.trustjesustoday.com.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091, or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231, and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, take control, toll-free, 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Only for mere moments. We're only here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time. So if you have been wanting to call in tonight, now would be the time to do it, 800-259-9231. Join us online, freetalklive.com. We got archives there. Last 6 days of the show, fully archived and described. As you're scrolling through, you'll find that you can vote for us at great sites like podtower.com, which we certainly appreciate you taking the time to do. And, of course, you actually can go farther back than 6 days. You'll find the link to those towards the end of the archive list. So free stuff at freetalklive.com. You can't beat it. There's no membership fee. There's no signing up. They're right there on the front page for the taking. And, of course, you can sign up for the podcast as well, and then we'll send you the archives every night.
Yeah.
It's that simple. So go to freetalklive.com. We've just kind of been cleaning up a few emails here since we're in the remaining moments. This one's a quick one from Mary Jo. She emails us saying, here's an article from News with Views on an employment office in Oregon where Mexico's flag is hung to the right and somewhat above the American flag. While I have no problems with people coming legally to this country, I believe that they have chosen to do. I believe they've chosen to because they feel there's something here that is better than what they had. So if it's better, why are we trying to turn it into what they left? Should any other country's flag fly in our state offices? I feel this is going way too far. Now, so tell me what you think.
First off, I don't know what an employment office necessarily is. I mean, sometimes they have these staffing places. They're private companies. And I support a car dealer putting all, you know, different, you know, if they want to put a bunch of different flags out there, you know, put the Swedish flag out if you think it's going to make people come in and buy cars. I understand. Now, it's my personal belief that actually...
The article does say it is state-run. The office state is state-run.
It's my personal belief that people actually buy cars because balloons. Helium balloons make people buy
That's
cars.
That's the sale, huh?
It is. Because you'll see them out there. The evidence is people buy cars where balloons are.
Okay.
Anyway.
Like, I'm more likely to buy a car that I don't really like because it's got the balloon versus the one that doesn't.
It's just ridiculous, isn't it? Why do car dealers put freaking balloons on cars? I don't understand. Especially, have you ever seen them, like, have really big balloons up in the air?
Oh, yeah, for the sale of
them. Giant balloon up there. Right? Let's go buy a car.
It's amazing.
I
don't know how they sell cars. Personally, I mean, I just don't know how they do it. But people are gullible, I suppose.
People certainly want to buy cars.
Yeah.
I've never bought a new car in my life.
I don't think I ever would.
I don't believe you can afford to buy a new car unless you're a millionaire.
Well, that's the only time I think I probably would, because then I'd buy one in a Lodeal title, or what do they call it? Manufacturer Statement of Origin. According to Michael Badnarik, the Libertarian presidential candidate, if you go in to a car dealer and you've got cash and you could buy that car outright, you can demand the Manufacturer Statement of Origin, which is the slip of paper that is actually the real honest-to-goodness title, if you will, to the car.
Okay.
What they normally do when you buy a car on credit or finance or whatever, they take the MSO and they send it to the government. And then the government sends you the certificate of title.
I see.
Which means that, according to the certificate of title, the government has your MSO and they own your car, and you're just sort of renting it via your your certificate of title. You have the ability to sell the rights to the MSO that the government is holding. But if you actually have the cash up front, as part of the terms of the deal, you can demand the MSO.
Sure you could. You can demand any damn thing from a car dealer. They'll give it to you.
Right. So that's the only way to own your car outright and possibly avoid paying property taxes, but sales taxes on it for future reference. Interesting theory. And apparently Michael Badnarik has had some experience with it. Anyway, it's been Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
So, yes, flying the Mexican flag above the American, not good. Open borders, though, and ending welfare, I'm all for it. This is your show. We'll be back tomorrow night, 8 o'clock Eastern Time. Take control then. See us online, freetalklive.com.
If you're tired of...